Hello and welcome to episode 186 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Mike Hurley and I, for one, promise you a happier episode this week. I am joined by Mr. Patrick Roan. Hello, sir. How are you?
All right. 186? Really? Are we that far along?
186. Holy cow. We are fast approaching episode 200.
Do we have to do something special for that, too?
We don't. We can just say the episode is special.
Yeah. But will people perceive it so? Do they ever perceive it so? I don't know.
Oh, my God, Patrick.
What?
This week, 2 years.
No.
3 days ago, January 20th.
No, really?
Two years? 2 years. Enough started on January the 20th, 2011.
Holy cow.
2 years. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Geez, time sure is fun when you're having flies.
Two more years!
I don't know, does Beyonce get to sing?
Only if she can come here and do it.
You British guys. You Brits. So, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the Twitters, the social networks, having returned or maybe partially or whatever to the Twitters, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we said we were going to talk about on the last show when we, long after everyone tuned out after they found out that we was going to talk about something really depressing.
Yeah, I think we should just revisit app.net. We should revisit social networks.
Yeah, because there's some interesting...
I feel like a lot of people are talking about it. Like, the last two episodes of Command Space have featured conversations with the guests that I've had, Marco and Gina, and they have been organic conversations that have occurred at the end of the shows about mm-hmm. app.net.
Yeah,
They weren't planned for me in either, but they both just came up. Like when sort of reading off the "Where are you?" On the internet type thing.
Yeah, and also it seems like on app.net itself, I've seen a lot of recent conversations about maybe it's kind of hit its nexus already, jump the shark, or maybe it's not going to grow anymore and what's there is there and that sort of thing, right?
Right. Can I start? Is it okay if I start?
Absolutely. Please do. I'm tired of carrying the water here.
So I'm not one of these, I'm not one of these crazy guys like you and like Thomas Brand and Ben Brooks who like gave up Twitter and went to app.net. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I was checking in there a lot, reading my timeline. I've kind of stopped reading my timeline. Work is becoming a lot more busy for me.
Okay.
So I don't have as much time in the day as I did previously to just goof off and read all of this stuff.
Okay.
And my evenings are busy.
Doing something. Because you're recording podcasts.
Well, I don't know. I keep myself busy watching Big Bang Theory. I don't really contribute much else of anything.
Understood.
And I've kind of been falling out with it. And basically what's happening is I will sit down to check something. I will be like, oh, let's open app.net now. I want to see what's going on there. And I've got like 2 or 3 days worth of posts. And I'm like, oh,
really?
Too much to read. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, like it's not a lot, but it's a few hundred. And then I'm just like, no, I should jump to the top. And then...
Wait, on app.net, we're talking about like the same social network here, right?
Yeah. Like if I go there now, so, I don't know, let's go to NetBot.
Like how, I'm sorry, how long between like checking are you doing? Like, once a day, like within 24 hours, you've got like 200 things to catch up on?
It's not that much. I mean, yeah, since yesterday, one day, 197 posts.
Really?
Yeah. I follow 99 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not meaning to just sound like that guy, but I'm just kind of surprised by this. I mean, I'm following 125 people, and I don't have that experience at all.
What, less, you mean?
I get a lot less, yeah.
I don't really understand it, because I'd expect that we follow the same...
A lot of the same people. I mean, and part of it, so...
I've still got more, though. I still have more that I want to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
Before we go off on the tangent. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we won't go off on the tangent yet. Go ahead.
So,
what more do you have?
What I use app.net for a couple of things. I post to app.net and to Twitter every week when I want to get questions for my Command Space guests. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things about the show, is getting the questions from people. It helps me, you know, focus, so I know what people want to hear, and it's just good. I like the interaction. And I also periodically post things where I want a conversation. So if I post a question, like, not like a where do I, anybody got a good app suggestion, like a proper question, like, mm-hmm. for example, yesterday I posted to app.net about ads, people's preferences on podcast ads. Like, do they like them to be pre-recorded, or do they like them to be live, like the way that I do them mm-hmm. on our shows? And I get more thoughtful and more frequent replies from app.net people than Twitter people. And I think it's
and
because...
that was a very interesting conversation.
Oh, yeah, and it's still going. And I need to check back in, because I must have had like 25, 30 responses, and I went in and I responded to them all, and now I've got like another 20 because I've not been able to get on it today. But I think it's because it's mainly the same people, but I think it's because people have more room to express their faults because they've got the 256 mm-hmm. character limit.
Yeah, that's interesting, I find.
And that's what I still find myself using app.net for, where I want to spark a conversation about something, less for just, for me, just another timeline. I don't really have room for another timeline, and this is kind of what I've been talking about, is I feel like it will finish, app.net will its place in our space is not to be another timeline. It's to be a conversation network, or like a... I think that their private messaging API has a lot of legs, and it could become for me like a group chat private,
like this
thing.
Branch thing that,
or like Glassboard,
some of the cool kids are talking about.
Yeah, or like Glassboard as well. You know,
okay, I suppose, yeah.
That sort of thing, because the private messaging can be multi-recipient.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is very interesting.
I kind of see it as that, but the problem with the private messaging at the moment is most of the popular clients do not have it
built in.
But I continue to buy pretty much any and all of the app.net clients that look interesting to me. I have like five installed. Because mm-hmm. it takes me back to the glory days of Twitter and doing that, because I used to buy all of the Twitter apps, not just
no matter what. Yeah.
If a Twitter app got press, I would buy it and try it out. And like, and I used to use some really obscure ones. Like, I used an app called Icebird for a long time. I think
I remember Icebird.
I was using Icebird all the way up until Tweetbot came out, because it was the only app that did a couple of things the way that I wanted, like. Gap detection and the way that it loaded tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Still using Twitterific, like, I guess, but we could talk about Twitter in a moment, but let's talk, just finish the conversation about app.net first. But yeah, so that's for me, that's where app.net is, that's what I'm doing with it. So yes, now let's
all right, so first of all, I have I probably maybe check in a bit more frequently than you do, but I certainly don't have that experience of being kind of overwhelmed by the amount of catching up, quote unquote, I have to do with AppNet. But even so, I mean, that's not unusual for me to. And if you look at my posts, you'll see kind of a pattern, which is, you know, I'll talk and do my thing and reply and such like that in the morning. And then I'll drop off sometime late morning, and then I'll be pretty much gone for most of the day until in the evening, you know, or late afternoon. And then late afternoon will come and I'll, you know, I'll catch up and reply to things and jump into conversations and such like that then. And then it will drop off again between like 5 and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, because that's my time, you know, fixing dinner and hanging out with my little girl and, you know, enjoying time with my family and my wife and such, right? And then usually I'll jump on sometime in the evening around 9-10 o'clock when Beatrice has gone to bed and, you know, we've, you know, kind of settled into, you know, get things done for the evening. So I definitely have a pattern. But even in those stretches where I'm away for an unusual period of time, like, you know, there are days when, like, I'll check in the morning, won't have a chance to check in again until 9-10 o'clock at night. I certainly don't have in that kind of 12-hour span, as it were, I don't have a lot of catching up to do.
Maybe I have a couple of people. I mean, I probably need to go through this, but maybe there are a couple of people in my feed that are contributing, like, primarily to this.
Yeah.
You know, I might have a couple of people. Yeah. I think, off the top of my head, I can think of a couple that might be contributing to this. But what app are you using at the moment?
Still app. What is it? Netbot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, is fine enough for my taste. And yes, about the private messaging stuff. I also find that interesting and the direction that they're going with that interesting. You know, I think that there was certain chatter and feeling about, oh, well, you know, they're trying to do one or two things just enough to be different from Twitter sort of thing. But ultimately, they're just, you know, Twitter with a couple of extra features and, you know, longer characters. I think that there's kind of a general consensus going on around that right now, or at least I'm seeing a lot of that general feeling pop up here and there about app.net.
I'm thinking the guy sent me an email at app.net, and I'm thinking about getting Dalton back on to Command Space to talk to him again about it, relatively soon. I don't know. I just feel like, me personally, I have a lot of interest in the way things are moving again. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, so I agree with you. That said, I think that there's some interesting things that came out of that you mentioned. Number one, the quality and richness of conversation that occurs on app.net versus Twitter, there's something to that. I'd like to think that it is the longer character limit that allows people to express themselves a bit more completely, as it were. But I also think I think at least part of it is just simply the quality of people that are there. You know, these are people that were willing, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me, if you're willing to fork over $50 or $36 as it stands right now, $50 when it, you know, was first came out of the gate, it's something you take a lot more seriously. I don't know if – I don't necessarily have any quantifiable evidence towards that. But it's just a feeling I get that you're there to have a richness of experience that you weren't getting other places, i.e. you weren't getting on Twitter or weren't getting on Facebook and whatnot. Or you wanted a Twitter-like experience, but you wanted more fulfilling conversation, and so therefore you bring your A game to it? I don't know. I don't, like I said, there's no quantifiable evidence to any of this stuff. I'm just kind of riffing on some of the things that I've thought about, because I can't put my finger on it either, but I agree with you that, yes, that's certainly a place I feel a lot better about posting those sorts of good questions where I want not just opinion, but explanation, and know that I can get a quality response back, and not just one, but get, you know, several dozens, perhaps. So, yeah. You know, I think that that's interesting. But, you know, I really still enjoy app.net a lot, and I'm glad it's around. And even if it doesn't grow, quote unquote, any larger than it currently is, my hope is that, and I can only suspect Alton wouldn't have lowered the price if this wasn't the case, but I certainly expect that at $36 a year, they can maintain what they have from their current user base. You know what I mean? Like if they've got, I don't know how many users they have. Let's just say if they've got 20,000 users, let's make the math easier. Let's just say they have 10,000 users, right? At 10,000 users, at $36 a month, what is that? $3.6 million?
I'm going to say yes, because I don't like math.
I don't like math either. but you get what I'm saying, right? Is that that's a nice chunk of change every year to run a network. You know, I'd take that all day long.
Well, I mean, you got to expect that there will be a bunch of people that won't re-up.
Sure. But let's just say that they are currently at 20,000. Even if half of those don't re-up, bing, there you go, right? And now you know what you have to run the network, to pay your staff, to, you know, to buy the servers and do your features and whatever, and you know what you have to work with, and so you work with that. And you just continue to make that better, right? Mm. And that's okay. You know, I think we need to get out of this mindset that you have to keep growing. No, you just have to keep delighting the people that are going to purchase no matter what, right?
Yeah.
And if other and build your business around that, and if other people come on and you make extra, great, that's extra, stick it in the bank, right? It's kind of like that, you know, I've been harping on a lot the past few days, but, you know, this continuing argument that, you know, oh, Apple needs a big, innovative, game-changing new device because the iPhone and the iPad have just been iterations and they need to release it. No, they don't need to do any of that. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do it, any of it. I mean, the fact is that with what they have and with the market that they currently have, if they just were making money just on the people who are going to buy no matter what, who are always going to get the iPhone 5 as soon as their contract comes up again for renewal, or, you know, those hardcore people that will buy it and sell their 4S even, you know, despite the fact their contract isn't over or whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, they'll pay the full price and what have you, and there are plenty of those people too. But my point is that they don't have to do anything. What they're doing right now is making them a lot of cash, yeah. Like tons of cash, in an industry where nobody else is making that kind of cash. As a matter of fact, where most people are losing cash. In fact, they're having to borrow cash just to keep alive so they can lose more cash. Dell, HTC, Nokia, Palm, you name it, right? You know, HP, everybody's dying. Everybody's running to the bank to borrow money, and the money that the banks are able to loan them is the money that Apple's putting in. So, so don't even, you know, don't even give me that. You know, the point is that I'm, you know, and you can ask Dalton about this if you have him on. Does he have that number? Does he have that number that he knows these are the people who are going to come back and are going to continue to use app.net as long as it exists? Because if that is the number, then the only thing I have to do is build my business around that number.
Yeah, he's got to have that. I think we spoke about that. I think he mentioned something like that before. Like, they knew what they needed to operate and felt. I mean, obviously, that was the number, right? That was the number it took to fund, I assume. Mm-hmm. They needed that to operate. But those costs likely will have changed. Now, I know that we had another topic on the deck today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're 20 minutes in.
Okay.
So I want to talk about Squarespace. We haven't even started talking about Twitter yet. So
okay.
So let's
do that after the break, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so let's see how we go.
Now is this break in line with the responses that you received back from your query about ads in podcasts?
No.
Ah. So we're not changing things up here.
No, because people told me exactly what I thought.
Which is, they like them better when we do them the way that we've been doing them, yeah. Right?
And it's just really interesting because I saw a podcast that I listened to. They drop their, on another network, they drop their ads in and I don't like it. And they tweeted, these hosts and the official account tweeted and asked people what they liked. And most people were responding, I love it. We love it the way you do it. And I just found it weird. It didn't make sense to me. And then people were responding to me telling me I love it the way you do it. So I don't know. I don't know if people are just being nice or I don't know. But I know that I don't like it that way just because, I mean, my personal opinion, and I said this on Snap.net, is I feel that it pulls you out because you can hear a change. Even if you try and hide it, you can hear it. Because of background noise, there's the flow of the conversation, which naturally changes people's voices. People's voices change during the day. And I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of people that said it, and I agree. If you're going to do that, you make it abundantly clear. If you're gonna drop ads in, I feel like you shouldn't try and sneak them in. You should say, right, we're going to take a quick break for an ad. Then beat, ad starts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the show. Beat, show continues. You know, that's my personal opinion, but it's open.
I like it better this way, but yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things. Is like, well, I'm willing to experiment with it too. If you know.
I don't want to, but it was more. I don't know if validation was the word. I just wanted to understand people's thinking about it. I mean, there are a couple of shows on the network that do it that way. I have no problem with that because it helps them with the way that they record. But it's just not the way that I like to do it. I like to just get it all out in one go. It saves me time more than anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's thank our friends, our fine friends, those beautiful people, the lovely, lovely men and ladies over at squarespace.com.
Handsome
men and handsome ladies.
Handsome ladies, yes.
So, beautiful men. Squarespace, they give you absolutely everything you need to make an amazing website. Squarespace give you all of the tools that you need to build your home online. They provide you with a fully hosted, completely managed environment for creating and maintaining a beautiful website, blog, or portfolio. Whatever you have a website need for, you can put it into action, Patrick, Squarespace. Action. Doesn't matter how experienced you are when it comes to putting sites together, you can build something in minutes. You don't have to worry about hosting, designing, scaling, integration with social services like Twitter and Facebook. You don't have to worry about layouts because they take care of it all. Layouts are built with their layout engine, which is Squarespace's page builder. It allows you to create custom layouts of your pages in a drag and drop environment in seconds. They have beautiful templates. They're really clean. They let your content do all of the talking, and they feature responsive web design. You can make changes in their WYSIWYG design editor. You can change fonts, colors as well, which is very, very nice to see it all in the web browser being changed live and automatically and not live to the site. You see it happen, and then you publish your changes when they're done. So you can take your time to build your site without, you know, worrying what's happening on the other side of it. If you love stats, they have real-time analytics that are built right into Squarespace. I think they're fantastic. They let me know who's coming to the site, how they're coming to us, and you know, the browser breakdown and all that sort of stuff, which is great. They also have iOS and Android apps, which these stats are also built into, and you can also post to your sites on the go. They have a great blog importer, so you can easily switch over from your current blog. Go and try all of this out. Try the blog importer so you can see what your content's going to look like on a Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/70decibels and you can start your free trial there. No credit card needed. Squarespace starts at $10 a month for the standard plan and $20 a month for the unlimited plan. If you sign up for a year, you automatically get 20% off. And if you sign up for 2 years, you'll get 25% off that price. If you decide to purchase, click enter an offer code below the pricing information at checkout and use the code 70decibels1. Not only does that give you an additional 10% off, it also helps them know that you found out about Squarespace through us. So go check out Squarespace, everything you need to make an amazing website. I want to make two quick recommendations here, sort of tied in.
All right.
A couple of podcasts that are using Squarespace that I have started listening to. Well, one I've started listening to and one that I'm about to listen to. Both friends in the network. So Marco Arment, new show with Casey Liss and John Siracusa. It's a car show called Neutral.
Yeah.
And that's at neutral.fm. That's a Squarespace site. Looks fantastic.
Mm. Neutral and everything but their language.
But it's all bleeped, which, and yeah, I had bleeped. To compliment Marco. The bleeping is all with like car sound effects.
Yeah.
Excellent work. And also a friend of the network, Pat Dreiber, he's got a new show. I haven't listened to it yet.
What?
So.
What?
Yeah, he has just started a podcast. It's called 100 Down.
I haven't heard about this.
Go to 100down.net, and you will be pleasantly shocked by the by what Pat's doing. He's losing. Pat's trying to lose weight. He's going on paleo, and this show is about. Don't say what it is. Let people go and see it themselves.
Pat Dreiberg is awesome.
He's a great guy. I've not got to listen to the show yet, but I know it's going to be really entertaining because Pat is a great guy.
I mean, look at the show notes for homemade vapor rub recipe. Do I really want?
I have no idea. I haven't listened, but
I don't even know if I can handle that.
But I'm confident it will be good. But he's using Squarespace as well.
I'm totally going to listen to that.
So a couple of new shows, and they are both using Squarespace. So just to show you, I mean, it's great for podcasters as well as just building websites.
By the way, when I first met in that whole internet way you meet people these days, like you never actually see them. It's not in person, but it's on the line. He was a rather svelte guy. I mean, you know, he wasn't like, you know, skinny, but, you know, I mean, he was, you know, I don't know. So totally going to listen to this because I totally know he can do it because I totally saw him there just two, 3 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah. I think that'd be a very different show.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what happens when he gets to the weight goal? I guess the podcast ends. Who knows? Maybe he explains that on the show. I only saw it go by today, so I've not yet had a chance to listen. But
let's see who's registered 100up.
Maybe I think I've already started that, but just didn't know I started that show.
Because maybe that's it. He gets to the 100 down, and he can start putting it back on again.
I'm pretty sure that when I started 70 decibels, I unwittingly started that goal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that I think that's just what happens when you, every waking minute, you're either working or working, but.
Yeah.
Never mind. I do go to the gym now, Pat. We'll have to talk about that one day. We'll go back into the workout stuff that we did for a while.
Well, I'm actually, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of wrap this up soon is because I'm going to sign up with the gym down the street. Basically, the cold has finally gotten to me, and right. I need to run. And
so shall we?
Yeah.
Finish the Twitter conversation. Why not? The episode.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So this is why I wanted to talk about this. Now I've got a couple of things here about you, and I like to point at you. So there's, you know, as you've always said, you would continue running the minimal Mac account, which you've done, and because there's a business need to that. However. I have seen you tweeting stuff, and I also know, because of conversations that I see you having in other places, that you, sir, are reading Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that you're doing this. So has your opinion changed? Has your stance changed in any way? What's going on over here?
No. What's changed is my purpose and approach. Because you see, here's the thing, right? Twitter wants, and imagine the air quotes here, brands to use Twitter to, air quotes, engage their, air quotes, followers, right? That's kind of the direction that Twitter has been moving in for a very long time, that they see the service as a advertising platform that creates conversations that are relevant to brands and all of this such, right? Mm-hmm. Basically as a promotional tool, and that's how they want to, you know, with promoted tweets and, you know, that sort of thing. What they want to do is they want to charge brands money to be able to get their message out and sell stuff, all right? And so, I mean, that's kind of one of the things that initially drove me away from Twitter, was realizing that that they weren't interested in the kind of conversations that we had going on initially. They weren't interested in the relationships that we were forming and that were prospering and things like that. And they wanted instead to find every way they possibly could to stick things in front of me that I had no interest in to begin with and were not part of my conversations. And not only that, but the increasing number of people, you know, stuff like that, just kind of it made it unwieldy. And like I said, I've been trying to put my finger on that sort of tangible reason why AppNet is different. And like you said, one of them is that the quality of conversations that you have there, they feel more personal and more intimate and more expressive and all of these things, right? I digress. The bottom line is that suddenly I started to realize that I have a brand. And especially when I started down the path of the idea of writing to my site daily, patrickrohn.com, every day, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Central Standard Time. Please go. A lot of people still they've, as we've known and we've discussed before and everyone knows, they've replaced their RSS feed with Twitter. And so, like, the only way that those people were going to be able to engage with my brand, air quotes going again, was going to be if I was posting my links to my stuff there. And then having conversations around that. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, there's going to be like a whole swath of people that had no idea that I was writing daily again. And, you know, that's the only way that they would see it. One of my goals behind writing daily is I want to rebuild my audience at patrickrohn.com. Plain and simple. I want to increase the traffic there. I want to give people a reason to come every single day. And when they come, I want it to be worth their time.
It's not a Tumblr blog, is it?
No. Hmm. And so, consequently, I use Twitter for promotional purposes, mainly, principally, around patrickrohn.com. Occasionally, I might tweet something that I think is relevant outside of that conversation, but that it would have to be something really important and that I believe in and I believe needs to be heard by the greatest number of people I possibly can, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I'm using it. That's how I intend to use it. You know, subject to change, void where prohibitive, void using while intoxicated, obey state and local laws, drink responsibly.
Thank you. Well, no, it's good. I mean, I feel like you've made a good case, and it doesn't really seem like your position is any different to where it was before. So,
no, but you know, once again, this is still about, and this is a, you know, for those that haven't been listening closely, to every single conversation that I've had now over 186 shows, you'll find out that for me, you know, as I wrote on my site today, patrickrone.com, every moment is a chance to choose your own adventure, right? And just because you said you would do something one way the last minute doesn't mean you can do something completely different the next, right? Because it's only by trying it this way and trying it that way and trying it the other way that we find out the way that really works for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes we have to take a step back away from something completely, view it from the outside, which is, as you said, you know, I know you're reading Twitter, you know, I know from things you've said in the past. Yeah, that was during the, there was a time when I didn't, I just ignored it completely. But then as I started to think about it and I started to think through, okay, I might want to engage with this again. How might I do that in a way that's comfortable and right for me and something that benefits me and is something I believe in, this, that, and the other, was when I started to kind of check back in on the conversations there and trying to see, okay, how does this work for me? And view it, coming back to it, as, quote unquote, an outsider, a defector, having stepped away from it for a while to get a better understanding and view of its purpose and role. And I urge everyone to do that with everything. I've actually kind of had a post brewing in the back of my mind that's basically around the idea of stepping away from something and coming back, and before just jumping right back in, lurking. Lurk. Lurk for a while. Step away for a bit so that you can kind of get your mind out of that game, and then come back to it and don't just jump right back into the conversations, but just stay away for a while. See what kinds of conversations are going on. See things that you might not have noticed before, or that, you know, see if things have changed. Maybe something has happened in the 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is you've been away. And you may want to just sit back for a while and decide, is this something I want to go back to? But the bottom line is that, gosh, just because you said something last moment doesn't mean you can't change it today. Like, every single moment is an opportunity to completely change your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, what would happen right now, if I just pulled the headphones off and walked out my front door and started walking in a direction and just kept walking and never returned? Guess what? That choice is available to me. Now, certainly there's a ton of consequences that would come from it. You'd be left on, you know, the first one would be you'd be left on the other end of the line wondering what the hell happened to Pat. But, now, you know, second thing that might happen is that my wife and my daughter will come home and say, where's daddy? Where's my husband? Right? Like, there's consequences that come from such decisions. But guess what? I can make that decision in this moment. It's completely within my power if I wanted to. There's nothing to stop me. There's no one to say that I can't or that I won't or that, you know. I can literally change my life right now. And we all have that power. Every single moment.
Yeah.
Of every single day. And so drop the dogmas, people. Seriously. Realize the power that you have. Stop thinking that you have to do this or you have to do that or, oh, my God, I got this job I got to go to that I hate, or I have this life that I hate, or I can't drop 100 pounds and I can't put them back on. No, guess what? You can do anything. It's your choice. All you have to do is make it.
Cool. So Patrick, you can be found at Patrick Rhone, PatrickRhone, and I am iMike, iMyke, same on both services.
I still love email dearly, patrick@patrickrhone.com.
There you go.
I'm one of those guys.
So, thank you all very much for listening to this week's episode of Enough, this celebratory anniversary episode.
Yay.
Until next week, my dear friends and listeners.
We'll chat later.
Cheers.
Cheers, friend.